Light behaves strangely. To get a better idea of the implications for daily life, we'll examine the single experiment that lies at the heart of quantum mechanics, the double slit experiment, which has a history going back as far as 1801. Early experimenters were interested to see if light waves behave the same as waves of water, for example. If you drop a pebble into a still pond, its impact will send out rings of waves in circles. If you drop two pebbles into the water a foot apart, each will form a set of rings, and where the two meet, an interference pattern is formed that's separate from the overlapping rings. In quantum physics, this basic fact about wave interference embodies an enigma. In the classic double-slit experiment, a focused stream of photons, light particles, is broadcast onto a screen that has two slits cut into it. The photons that pass through the slits are then detected on another screen placed behind the first. A photographic plate would serve as a simple light-detecting screen. Each photon supposedly can pass through only one slit. And when it gets detected, what appears is a point, the way a pea shot through a pea shooter would leave a pinpoint where it hits. But if you shoot many photons through the double slits, where they land on the detection plate forms a bar pattern, typical of the interference pattern made by waves. In the everyday world, this wouldn't seem possible. It's as if a crowd of people walked through two separate doors to get into an auditorium, and after they sat down, it was discovered that every other seat was filled by a Democrat and a Republican, even though the people entered without giving any political affiliation. Photons passing through a slit individually have no prior affiliation with other photons, yet they gather on the other side in the pattern of a wave, not randomly like the scattershot of pellets hitting the screen. It is as if each individual quantum, going one at a time, interferes with the other quanta, even if they come in later. The double-slit experiment is the classic validation of the particle-wave duality of quanta. So the big question is why two opposite behaviors coexist. In physics, we say they are complementary, which is more accurate than opposite, because the same photon can display either behavior. Keep this complementarity in mind, because it holds enormous possibilities. In a universe where A no longer causes B, it turns out that A and B can be two sides of the same coin. To give an example from the natural world, in Africa, lions and gazelles share the same watering holes. In the scheme of things, lions eat gazelles, and gazelles run away from lions. But when it comes to water, they coexist. The lions can't keep the gazelles from drinking entirely, or else their prey would die of dehydration. The gazelles can't run away automatically, because then they would get no water. Over millions of years, the two species have found a way to make complementary compromises with their opposite roles as eater and eaten. Over time, the double-slit experiment became more complicated and intriguing. Quantum physics, as we've seen, depends for its lifeblood on measurement and observation. More than in any previous science, how an observer affects the measurement he's making enters into the equation, to the extent that von Neumann believed that quantum reality itself must have a psychological component. Is the observer changing the outcome of the double-slit experiment? The two sides of complementarity, wave and particle, can't be observed at the same time. In terms of experimental technique, it has also been enormously difficult to observe photons in the first place, because they are absorbed by the detector the instant they make contact. But the double-slit experiment is known to work with other particles, like electrons, and has even been roughly duplicated using molecules as heavy as those containing 81 atoms.